It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. I don't care if you are in Canada, you could be in Miami, you could be in Vancouver, you could be in Hawaii, San Diego, you could be in Maine, Nova Scotia, I don't care where you at. You can color up the map. Thank you for being here. I'll be with you for one more hour. I'm here every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy show. We talked about an NFL player who got jabbed in the lung with a needle. Hello, TJ Watt. We talked about a former head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. He's in jail right now. He got fired and he decided to run up on his mistress and break into her house. Bad idea. Don't do it, folks. I mean, I guess if you want to go out, just go out screaming. Bad idea. Bad idea. Bad idea. Hey, we talked about an NFL quarterback. We haven't seen him play since, what, 2020? January 2021? Well, he's back. Phillip Rivers, 44 years old, looks like he's going to make a start for the Indianapolis Colts. We got a lot to get into as we continue on with the show. Of course, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And it's been December 12th all day long. Thank you so much to our guests who came on by. Ryan Dunleavy, talking all things NFL from the New York Post. Thank you so much to Mike Chappelle, covers all things Indianapolis Colts. So, hey, Ryan Dunleavy, NFL, Mike Chappelle, Indianapolis Colts. We got you covered. What a day, what a day, what a day. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Damn. This has been a while. Botcher, I was gone 2 days out the week, and I just, it's been a lot of news, man.
You left, and then, like, every single thing in the news dropped.
Is it my fault?
No. It was just weird timing.
Weird time. Speaking of weird timing, what the hell is this? Why is Peyton Manning and his brother Eli? Here we go. Oh, they're all wishing John Cena a good riddance. Okay. All right. Did John Cena play football, right, in high school?
Maybe. I think 95% of those wrestlers probably football. Did some type of sports.
The Rock played football. He played at Miami for the Hurricanes. Roman Reigns played here at Georgia Tech, right down the block from me. You said 95% of the...
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, did he play foot? No, he was a wrestler.
He did both. He was on the Vikings.
Bro. No, he was a real... I'm talking about the origin, okay? That man tried out for the Minnesota Vikings, and the Vikings said, thanks, but no thanks. You're a little too old, a little too late. He was a real wrestler. Like, get you on a mat and bust your ass. So, yeah. I don't know. Do all wrestlers come from... I thought
not really.
Some of the wrestlers are just... Well, they're athletes now.
Yeah.
I was going to say some of the wrestlers are just guys who like wrestling. They just wake up and say they want to do it, right? I don't know.
That's what it is mostly. But there's a new trend where athletes can transition into wrestlers if they're good enough.
Well, yeah, I know. WWE has teamed up with the NCAA to kind of... They want athletes. They want to recruit them. I feel like a lot of these wrestlers now are either models or professional athletes, sometimes both. So, hey, I guess you got to get them wherever you can. So, yeah, John Cena, he's done. He's not wrestling no more. That's it tomorrow?
Yeah, his last match, supposedly. I actually do think he'll fully retire.
This ain't one of those Ric Flair last matches, is it? Huh?
Ric Flair is still around, so he still wants to wrestle Ric Flair, so...
What is he, 80? Didn't he have a real heart attack in his last match or something like that?
Something like that. But he still wants to lace him up, but nobody will let him in the ring. They'll let him do promotional stuff, though.
The guy's a liability. What is he, 80 years old?
Yeah, but like, if he wants to die in the ring, you can die in the ring.
Oh, ain't nobody trying to do that. We got TJ Watt getting stabbed at work with a needle from the athletic trainer. We going to just let Ric Flair die in the ring because he wants it? I don't think so. Wow. Wow. I mean, damn it. There was a point in time. Do you remember there were these two old ladies, Mae Young? They were wrestling women. Like, they were in their 60s, 70s. I don't, maybe not even 60s. Probably in their 70s or 80s. They were getting put through tables. You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I've also seen, was it Linda McMahon get put through tables? And she was elderly at that point.
Well, be careful here on elderly, okay?
She was pretty old. She had to be close to the 60s.
Yeah, but if you're in your 60s, you can get hit a little bit, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
At what point is too... Everybody ages differently. At what point is it too old to get hit?
Say over 60.
Over
55, 60.
No, 55. Come on.
To, like, get put through tables? Yeah, I think...
It's acting.
It's not all acting. You still...
Yeah, but there's an art to falling.
Yeah, I don't want a 60-year-old lady to fall on her back. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Well, if a 30-year-old guy is holding a 60-year-old lady and is power slamming her through a table, and he's carefully holding her, she's not getting hurt. It's okay, man. What are we talking about?
It's okay as long as the person doesn't mess up. And if that person does mess up...
Then she's dead.
Not dead, just probably fractured back.
I don't know. You put somebody 70 years old through a table and there's an accident, I think you're cooked.
Just a little bit. Yeah, but that doesn't really happen.
I don't think there's a little bit cooked. You either cooked or you not at that age. Anyway, good luck to John Cena. He can act in more movies that I've never seen in my life. I don't know no John Cena. What movie is he in? I don't know.
Superman.
Are you serious?
He's in the new Superman. He's in the...
They've made a new one? Another one? The one that just came out?
Yeah,
he was in that?
He's in it, but he doesn't... He's a side character.
Oh. I didn't know he was in... They didn't advertise him.
No, of course. It was like a surprise cameo.
Wow.
To see him.
John Cena was in Superman?
Yeah, he's also in The Suicide Squad. You probably haven't seen that.
I haven't.
Other movies, he's in... A comedy called Ricky Stenicki?
No. What's the biggest movie he's been in?
Ever? Fast and the Furious 10 or 9?
Okay, I've never seen any Fast and Furious. Okay.
He's a bunch of stuff.
I've never seen this man in one. I've never seen The Rock in a movie.
That's surprising because he's in like everything.
Listen, what movie you think I'm sitting around and watching with him? The Scorpion King? That was like, what, 20 years ago? Didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. That was a solid movie.
I've seen enough of his trailers to go, I'm not watching this. Wasn't there a movie where The Rock jumped into a volcano out of a helicopter or something like that?
Well, that sounds like half his movies.
Okay.
There was San Andreas where, like, the LA earthquake.
No thanks.
He has a Christmas movie.
No thanks. I've seen enough movies where I just go, I think I've seen this one before. I've seen Volcano with Tommy Lee Jones. You seen that?
No. Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, he's old now, right? He's old.
I don't see him getting put through tables.
Nah, you can't put him through a table. He's too old. Well, Harrison Ford still tries this stuff. He gets hurt and broken, right?
I don't know about that. He was in the new Captain America.
No, he tried to do something Indiana Jones, and he broke his wrist or something like that.
That's true. Tom Cruise is in his late 50s, early 60s, and he's still jumping and breaking ankles.
He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, okay?
Yeah, but he's really good.
Is he? I don't know. I can't remember the last movie I seen with him in. Listen, I watch sports, okay?
Ah, that's true.
I'm going to sit around and watch these movies. Good luck to John Cena. He gets to join all these Hollywood people that I have never seen in my life. And how old is he? John Cena got to be pushing 50, right? How old is he?
I think he's 45.
No, he's older than
that. He's 48.
He's 48. He's older than Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, but I think John Cena on the football field might do some damage. If you ignore all of the steroids, yeah.
I was about to say, that guy looks like he will pull a muscle. He'll pull a muscle. He's not built for, like, he can do wrestling, right?
Oh, yeah. He's still good for a solid 10 to 15 minute long wrestling match.
But if you put him out on a football field, he's ripping one of those fake biceps off. He was a power lifter. He was doing, did he ever get hit for drugs?
No. He hasn't been suspended for that.
He knows how to cycle on and off. He knows how to do the Barry Bonds, huh?
Yeah, he's on the Barry Bonds. He knows what he's doing. I think they let him do his thing before he got back, and then we said, okay, stop doing it, and then he cycled off.
You trying to get me sued out here, Bacha, huh?
No, I'm just saying, look at John Cena. Just look at him. Do we think that's natural?
Hell no. How you that big? How you that big with them veins popping out? How you get that big?
It's not the Fruit Loops.
The cream in the clear?
No, the Fruity Pebbles we used to do sponsorships with.
Oh, what they put in it? The creatine?
Yeah, basically.
The creatine is natural, right? No.
It's better than straight up.
Andro?
Yeah, better than Better than taking the other stuff.
Oh, boy. Damn. Speaking of the other stuff, did you hear these press conferences today? Like, Edwin Diaz sat around and he's like, yeah, I wanted to be on a team where I could win. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and it's broken me. I've already been broken for the last 4 days, so nothing really can hurt.
Oh, let's break you some more. Let's listen to Edwin Diaz tell everybody why he chose the Dodgers over the loser Mets.
You know, it wasn't easy. I spent 7 years in New York. They treat me really good. They treat me great. And I chose the Dodgers because they are a winning organization. You know, I'm looking to win. You know, I think they have everything to win. So pick the Dodgers was pretty easy.
Ouch. What a way to twist the knife, right?
He just went, like, it's a hard choice to go. It's an easy choice. What?
Yeah. He's go, hey, well, you got to just, he said it very simply. This is what I drew from that. I ignored what he said back and forth. He's like, hey, I wanted to play for a winning organization. Well, what does he think about the Mets? That should have been the follow-up question. Maybe it was. So, if the Dodgers are a winning organization, does that mean the Mets are a losing organization? Of course, he's not going to go yes, but the inference is enough there for me. Ouch. The Mets lose Nimmo. The Mets lose Diaz. And then there's a press conference today as well for Pete Alonso. Like, Pete Alonso is showing up in Baltimore, and I'm like, am I in the Twilight Zone? Like, what is this? Pete Alonso says, I'm here, man. I love Baltimore. I love Baltimore, too. But this is what he said.
It was the perfect fit for not just as a player, but as a for family life, too. I mean, this is, I mean, there's, I could go up and down a laundry list of things where it's like, there's just so many boxes, like every single box this place checks.
Okay. Now we know Baltimore, the team. I love Baltimore, the city. I do. Okay. I do. I like Baltimore. Shout outs to everybody at Morgan State. This ain't the Dodgers. There ain't no guarantee that he's winning a championship, let alone going to the postseason. He's probably going to rot on the bench as a DH, as his legs can't move and he can't stretch and he can't move his feet. But he says, I can't wait to win with the Orioles.
For this organization to see me, not just in the now, but in the future. I mean, it's such a blessing, and I can't wait to play. Can't wait to perform. I can't wait to win games.
All right, whatever. The biggest story is that he left the Mets and now he's an Oriole. Good for him. Mets, they losing everybody. Losing everybody. Yeah, speaking of people that are getting lost, I've mentioned this. T.J. Watt. We speculated yesterday. Don't like to speculate, but it made all the sense in the world. Yeah, he got a needle in the lung. Who's getting treatment at the practice facility and all of a sudden has to go to the hospital because of a deflated lung, a collapsed lung? What, just somebody, they gave him too hard of a massage and his lung said no thank you? No, he got jabbed with a needle. And we got that confirmation today via his brother. His brother, J.J. Watt, went on social media and told us what the facts are. Like, yeah, he got a collapsed lung at the facility. And it's just like, yeah, he had surgery. He's going to be out for a while. Yeah, we know. And this sucks. I mean, Mike Tomlin had to give an update earlier today, and I'm sure he wasn't thrilled about this.
He had a medical procedure today or yesterday. He's been released from the hospital. He's at home resting comfortably. And so that's good news from a medical standpoint, but from a participation standpoint, he'll be described as out this week for Monday night.
Mike, do you know how long he might be out this week?
I do not. I hadn't looked beyond Monday night. I'm kind of 1 week at a time. I know he's not participating this week.
We don't know when that guy's coming back. Tyrod Taylor, when he was playing for the Chargers in 2020, he got jabbed in his lung by the team doctor, gave him a needle to give him some pain medication. That needle went into his lung. Damn. He missed a month. Barely have a month left to go in the season. So let's see what happens with T.J. Watt. What a way to end the year. Damn. And I know football players are tough. They're out here getting shots and whatnot. Bacha, could you imagine if somebody was massaging Victor Wembanyama's Achilles and that sucker popped? Could you imagine what that would be?
I think there would be a public protest. They would be looking for that therapist or that person's head on a stick. Maybe there'd be like pitchforks.
I would be mad. I've never met Victor Wembanyama a day in my life. I think I like the Spurs, but I would be mad if somebody injured that guy's Achilles. By trying to help him out, it's like, hey, how did Victor pop his Achilles? Well, I was giving him a massage and it just broke. I mean, a little bit different between popping an Achilles and collapsing a lung, but damn. How about this? Is Victor Wembanyama, he's not playing in tomorrow's NBA Cup game, right? He ain't playing, right?
Oh, he's back.
Excuse me?
He's back. There was reports that he was practicing the last couple of weeks, but now he's officially back, I think, to play tomorrow.
He's going to play tomorrow against the Thunder?
I'm pretty sure, unless I'm blind.
I know that he was practicing, but I didn't hear word that he was going to play tomorrow. Damn. Yeah,
it's loading.
Wembanyama probable to return for Cup semis, so we'll see.
Wow. Yeah.
Victor Wembanyama, he says, when I come back to the court, it will be me. Damn. ESPN also just came out with this list, top 25 NBA players under 25. I can't believe how many of these dudes are under 25. Victor Wembanyama, of course, he's number one on the list. He's 21 years old. I don't know. Maybe Victor Wembanyama, has he even had a drink yet? I don't know. This guy says that he reads books before he goes to sleep and, he's drinking milk, turning off his phone. What a good human being he is. How about this? Here's something for you to know. eBay, it's home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, it is all there. eBay, things people love. Top NBA players under 25. I couldn't imagine how many of these dudes are actually under 25. I mean, once you get past Victor Wembanyama at number one, who's this? You got Anthony Edwards at two. He's only 24 years old. You got Cade Cunningham, who's also 24. Jalen Williams, who just won a championship with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he is number four. Alperen Sengun is only 23. Amen Thompson is 22. Evan Mobley's only 24. And Cooper Flagg, we know, is 18. He's number 8. Chet Holmgren is only 23. This makes no sense. This is why the Oklahoma City Thunder are just going to beat everybody for the next forever. And then we got Jalen Johnson here in Atlanta. He's 23 years old. He's just always hurt. Be healthy for this year, Jalen. He's going to be an all-star, which is great. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we talked about the old. Hi, Phillip Rivers. We talked about the young. Hello, Victor Wembanyama. I guess he'll be back tomorrow. That'll be crazy. When we come back, we'll talk about the ugly. Yeah, old, young, and ugly. Yeah, I don't know anybody who fits that bill. But we'll talk about this situation with Sharon Moore. We'll give you an update there. Talk about some of the great upcoming NFL games you can check out this upcoming Sunday. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, I like this. Little ODB. There you go. You go psycho killer Norman Bates. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, my God. Botcher, what a transition this is going to be. Oh, horrific. Playing ODB music, and I got to go right to Sharon Moore. We found out what happened with him. All the rumors, well, some of the rumors happen to be true. But we know why he got fired. And then we learned that he was arrested and he was charged because he did apparently go to his mistress's house and he broke in and he took it too far. It appears that, God bless him, God bless her, she didn't get injured in the process, but he certainly threatened her and threatened to hurt himself and said he was going to make her watch him hurt himself. This is just nuts. Listen to this report locally in Michigan from Wood TV 8 on the latest with Sharon Moore.
Sharon Moore fired this week as University of Michigan's head football coach. He was in court today. He's now charged with three crimes. News 8's Tessa Kresh has the details on this afternoon's arraignment. Tessa.
That's right. 39-year-old Sharon Moore was formally arraigned at 1, facing felony third-degree home invasion, stalking, and breaking and entering. Home invasion comes with a potential penalty of a $2,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison. The punishment for stalking includes up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. And breaking and entering includes a $500 fine and 90 days in jail. Moore appeared by video conference in a Washtenaw County courtroom. Prosecutors told the court Moore and the victim in this case had been in a years-long relationship and that she ended it on Monday. They say that after the breakup, Moore sent numerous calls and texts she didn't want and that she reached out to the university for help. The university fired him Wednesday for what it called an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Prosecutors say after that firing, Moore went to the woman's apartment south of Ann Arbor and forced his way inside.
Oh, boy. Yeah, listen, folks, just no one to call it a rap, okay? And just how about this, too? Just don't get involved in things that are going to get you in trouble or cost you millions of dollars or maybe ruin your family. The list can just go on and on and on and on and on. Just don't do it. It's some simple JR wisdom as you head into the weekend. But somebody's going to do it. People always do it. You don't have to be the head coach over at Michigan. Damn. Boccia, this is going to be in the news for the next forever, right? Forever?
Until they win another national championship. Even still, it might be there, but it's just they need to have consistent winning to hide the bad.
It's going to be in the news for about a year until we figure out what happens with this guy. Oh, just a horrific situation. Enough of him. We got some football games coming up this Sunday. We got some good ones. It's not just the return of Phillip Rivers against the Seattle Seahawks. I know everybody's going to be looking forward to that. We talked about this with Ryan Dunleavy when he joined us from the New York Post. This is going to be an interesting one. We got Buffalo versus New England. I know New England is on top of Buffalo in the standings of the AFC East. But let's be real. The Buffalo Bills got a little bit more standing. It would be a shock if the Patriots, forget this Sunday, if the Patriots actually just went all the way to the Super Bowl, who the hell would be expecting that? The answer is nobody. And so Josh Allen, he's not taking his game lightly. He says that going to the postseason just because they're the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen says this is not a guarantee for him.
Our main goal is to make the playoffs and you know, we have an opportunity to put ourselves in a better position with going out there and playing a really hostile environment against a really good team that's playing extremely well right now.
Yeah, I mean, well, New England's is on top of them in the standings when they played already this season. Buffalo ended up taking the L, and Mike Vrabel is just like, listen, folks, this is what we're thinking about when we head into this game against them Bills.
Great stage that we put ourselves on. And that's exciting, but obviously, hopefully, we've been able to draw from different opportunities that we've had to help us. And so what we're focused on is the previous opportunities that can help us this week.
Yeah, well, they're a good team. Man, Mike Vrabel is great. Boccia, I felt so bad. One of my friends, him and his family, they went to New England because they're friends with one of the staffers. And he messages me out the blue. And he sends me a photo of their family on the sidelines with Mike Vrabel. And this was a couple of weeks ago. And I'm looking at the photo and I'm going, you know, I like Mike Vrabel, but I cannot stand the Patriots. I felt a little sick looking at that photo, man.
It's just because they've won so much. I think the team is good, right? But does anyone realistically think that the Patriots can win the Super Bowl? I really doubt it.
Maybe people in New England.
Well, New England fans probably, but when you look at the entire landscape, most people would say, I don't know, I'd say the Rams would be there. Maybe you'd argue the Eagles still, but the Patriots are kind of just forgotten there. And until they win again, I will not be a complete hater on the Patriots.
Oh, well, I just... Yeah, it's Belichick's fault. A little bit Belichick, a little bit of Brady. It's Belichick. Could you imagine if somebody sent you a photo and it was just Bill Belichick and them smiling together? What would you think about that?
I'd be surprised he's smiling, first
you've
of all.
You've seen him smile before.
Only when he's with Jordan at this point.
No, We smile, a wry smile every now and then. What, once every 3 years?
Once every 3 years. I don't think he, it's probably once every 5 years.
No. Well, we'll have an opportunity to see him smile when he gets fired, right? He'll have all the time in the world with his girlfriend, unless she leaves him.
It won't be fired. It'll be mutually parting ways.
Ah,
he's got too much respect for that.
Yeah, that's how they did it in New England when he got fired, right?
Yeah, and then Robert Kraft the next year was like, yeah, we had to fire him.
Oh, grouchy-ass coaches, man. What are we doing? Hey, how about grouchy coaches? We got Green Bay taking on Denver. We know Sean Payton and his defense. He got Bo Nix, his quarterback, who he's hoping doesn't throw the damn ball away. They're taking on Green Bay. Green Bay has been rolling offensively. I think you look at Jordan Love, what, 7 touchdowns in the past couple of games, only an interception or two. And Sean Payton had a response to a reporter asking him about being an underdog in this game.
Look, we know we're playing a good football team, and so that's something that we have no control over. We've got 4 tough opponents the next 4 weeks. 3 of the 4 of them are at home. You know, we're counting on our crowd this week, not just at the line of scrimmage, but while they're in the huddle.
Okay. All right. Well, he knows he has to look out for them. And Green Bay knows that they need to look out for Denver. Jordan Love is like, that defense is crazy. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, you got going against elite pass rushers and, you know, a good all-around rush, is it's all about, you know, playing on time as a quarterback. You know, obviously trying to get the ball out as quickly as possible, not trying to hold on to it sometimes. And then, you know, really just knowing your checkdowns are if you do feel some pressure and things like that. But, yeah, you know, you just got to go out there, find ways to execute. And if the pocket breaks down at times, try to find ways to escape. But really just, you know where they're, you know, and their good pass rushers are at all times. You know, we'll be on silent count, so that always plays, you know, another element of, you know, them trying to time the cadence up and things like that. So, yeah, it'll just be a good test.
Look, anytime that Sean – I could care less about the Broncos, but anytime that Sean Payton gets humbled, it's a good thing. And so I'm hoping that they whoop his ass. Not even the Broncos. I hope that he goes out there and takes an L. And how about this? This is another good matchup that should be a fun one. We got the Detroit Lions taking on the Rams. We got the Rams at this point in time. I'm saying they're cruising into the postseason. Matthew Stafford looks like he is certainly cruising his way to an MVP. And Detroit, it's like they're trying to stay alive. And right now they're 8-5. It just feels like things aren't clicking the way you would expect them to. I don't trust Dan Campbell in the postseason anyway. He is so aggressive, always willing to gamble. But it should be a fun one. Dan Campbell, he's talking about whether or not there's a rivalry here with these Rams. They've been two of the best teams in the NFC over the past few years.
We are somewhat familiar, as they are with us, because we have played in the last 3 years, or going on 3 years here. So I think there is something to that. Now, that being said, they've evolved. You know, they're doing things a little bit different in areas. You know, the things they're doing defensively, they're more crisp than they were last year. Because, you know, Shula's taking over there. He's doing a great job. And, man, they're another year into how he wants to do it and how they want it to get done. So they're more advanced and more evolved. A lot of those guys were pups or younger players, man. They've grown another year. So, right, they've elevated what they do. And then offensively, like we talked about, a lot more 13 personnel than what it was last year when we played them, or even the year before that. So there's things, and we're different too. I mean, we're different in some areas too.
Look, here's the difference. They swapped quarterbacks a couple years ago. Matthew Stafford goes from the hellhole of the Detroit Lions, ends up winning a championship with the Rams, looks like he's going to win an MVP. And Jared Goff, he finds success in Detroit. He hasn't found the success that Matthew Stafford has. He's able to revitalize his career. But the Lions right now, they're not the Lions from yesteryear. But they ain't looking all that good. The Rams look like they're in better position. Look at Matthew Stafford trying to really put in a real exclamation point on his season against his former team. This is going to be a good one. It should be. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Marco Belletti, you ready for that matchup? Matthew Stafford MVP?
Yeah, actually, I'm looking forward to that. And I do think that there is something to be said for the Lions missing their window, which is hard for them to really grasp, but sometimes it happens.
It happens, man. I still can't believe Matthew Stafford. They gave that guy a needle in his back in the offseason. He's playing like an MVP. T.J. Watt gets a needle, and they collapse the poor guy's lung.
I mean, how does that stuff even? We've seen this before. I mean, Tyrod Taylor lost out on a job, basically. I mean, he was going to lose that job anyway to Justin Herbert. But still, the idea that he lost the job before he even had the job. How does that happen? I know mistakes are made, but, man, with all the money that's going through the NFL and how much all these players are worth, you would think you got the best of the best who are on their P's and Q's and not half-assing whatever they're doing.
Man, I was telling Botcher earlier on in the show, if I went to the doctor's office and I caught a needle to the lung and I had a collapsed lung, man, I'd be stumbling outside. I'd throw myself in front of a bus, okay? I'd get the whole shebang. I'd blame the doctor for it all.
I was going to say, I feel like you could own the building to begin with for already collapsing the lung. I don't think you need the bus at this point.
Well, why not? You got to put some extra razzle-dazzle on it, right?
You could. I mean, you could add him. There's always extra tinsel that you can add to the tree, but still.
I got hit by the bus, and then I fell into the manhole. You know, why not?
Guess. You got to enjoy some of that, though, too. That lung will, you know, heal. Let's not mess this up where you actually use that money for something else.
You're right. But I figure if I kind of jump in front of the bus a little bit and fall 2 feet, it's not too bad. I don't got to fly the full 30 feet after getting hit by the bus. Remember the Wayans brothers, Belletti? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't one of them get hit by he got hit by a bus and he fly up in the air?
Now you got me. Now I don't remember. Which Wayans brother we got?
Looking at
Keenan Ivory?
No, in the series,
Wayans,
there was the beginning of one of the shows where they had the theme song, where they got, one of them got hit by a bus and he flew in the air.
That I don't remember. I don't remember.
I'm not doing it. Hey, Valetti, I had a cousin who was on a bike. He got hit by a car. He flew like 30 feet.
Uh-huh. I've seen it, actually. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I ain't doing it. Oh, yeah. I watched it once.
You seen a human fly 30 feet?
Roughly, yeah.
Yo. It's like a football.
I just happen to be, whatever, 5-6 cars back. Whoosh. Yeah. Yo. Oh, I saw it.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. I heard about my cousin. He had a fractured back. He's okay now.
This guy got up before I was able to, you know, like, whatever. I mean, obviously everybody stopped for a little bit. You know, traffic wasn't just going to fly right past it. Mm. But eventually we started moving. By the time I moved to got through the light, he was already on his feet. Well, I don't know what happened, but he was already on his feet.
Me getting hit by a bus after I collapsed my lung is not the worst thing in the world. I promise you guys, you too, Botcher. If I have a collapsed lung and a doctor jabs me and I get hit by a bus after, intentionally, of course, I will treat you guys to a vacation too, okay?
I appreciate that. And you know what? You're welcome. Have a little bit of a...
What?
I'm remiss.
You got to take your kids?
No. Oh, okay. No, hell with that. No, it was more the idea that I felt bad with the guy with the bike. I should have, as I drove by, rolled down the window and just yelled, "Stay down." But I didn't think of it until afterwards.
Oh, the guy was probably on drugs. He didn't feel nothing.
Yeah, man, stay down.
I saw a video yesterday, 2 days ago, in the UK. A guy got hit by a bus swerving through one of them narrow-ass roads. And the guy got right up, and he walked right into the pub. 2 seconds. He got hit by a bus. I'll send it to you if I find it. I'm going to look for it right now. He walked right into the bar.
I think you just said it. The pub and the bar. There you go. That's more important.
Yeah.
We don't need money.
Yeah. Just have a drink.
We need to get through the night is what we need.
That's simple. Numb it down, man. Numb it down. Okay. Numb it down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history on the other side of the break. But right now, what's going on in the world of sports besides people getting jabbed with needles? Here he is, Marco Belletti with a newsflash.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, damn it, it's Friday. Let's get the tingles going. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
December 12, 1965, Gale Sayers, the man had 6 touchdowns. 336 combined yards as the Bears went out and beat the hell out of the 49ers 61-20. The six touchdowns, it was an NFL record at the time, 21 for the season. Listen to his teammates. Listen to Gale Sayers talk about a six-touchdown game.
If I scored 15 touchdowns, hey, it wouldn't be for me. It's for the team.
You may be NFL players, but you're just clowns. You're just highway cones for this guy to run around.
It was a muddy field for everybody but Gale Sayers. They were slipping and sliding. He was running, cutting, stopping, running.
As the saying goes, you ain't seen nothing yet. Watch him now. Sayers, NFL Rookie of the Year. A one-man Gale. Dashing 85 dazzling yards on the longest punt return of the season. Here he is, galloping Gale, carrying the mail. This is his sixth touchdown of the game.
He just blew right through him.
He had a return for touchdown. I know he caught a pass for a touchdown, and I guess he ran for the other four.
The greatest performance in the National Football League history was that performance.
Pretty good football game. Yeah, I did my thing.
Man, damn, it's crazy. December 12th, 1977. Oh, my goodness. Kermit Washington, he was fined $10,000. He was suspended for knocking the living hell out of Rudy Tomjanovich and basically breaking that guy's face. Rudy Tomjanovich should be lucky he's alive. I mean, just 8 years ago, Rudy T was like, man, I feel sorry for him. His life just, it spiraled. It wasn't good after that.
We had made up after that incident, and I know he was, trying to make it like anybody, and I feel for the guy.
Yeah. Have you spoken to him at all?
I haven't spoken to him in a couple years.
You think you might reach out at all? Just
probably not, since we haven't. I wish him the best.
You think he'll be able to get his life back together after he's done?
Yeah, everybody's got a chance. If you got the willingness, you know, he can turn things around.
Yeah, good for him, but I ain't making up with somebody who just broke my face. No, thank you. December 12th. Let's hit the fast forward button. 2015. The Golden State Warriors, their NBA record start ends at 24 wins. They pick up their first loss. They lose to the Bucks 108-95. Keep in mind, right now, Oklahoma City Thunder, they're 24-1. Steph Curry says, I forgot what it feels like to lose.
I mean, when you go 25 games until you get your first loss, and even through the playoffs last year, you win three in a row to win a championship, it's obviously definitely weird. You forget what the feeling's like. It's very unlikely to go 82-0, so this moment was going to happen at some point.
Yeah, but are the Oklahoma City Thunder going to beat that record this year? Possibly. Possibly. And then a year after this, what the hell are the odds? Tom Brady threw a 79-yard touchdown pass. Who caught it? Chris Hogan caught it. And at the time, he became the fourth NFL QB with at least 450 career touchdown passes. And they beat the Baltimore Ravens 30-23. Listen to Tom Brady do something. Of course he did.
First and 10, the snap, the fake handoff, drops back, winds up, long throw down the middle. Oh, he's got Hogan. Over the shoulder catch, 40. Foot race to the 30. Down the middle of the 20. Hash mark to the 10. They'll chase him into the end zone. Touchdown, New England. What a pass. 79 yards.
Yeah, Tom Brady finished his career with 649 touchdowns. Drew Brees behind him, 571. And there you have it, folks. A couple of things that took place this day in sports history. What a day. I mean, they even asked Colin Cowherd asked Tom Brady about him coming back now that, you know, old 44-year-old Philip Rivers is here. Tom Brady is like, yeah, I could come back, but I can't. I'm the minority owner here for the Raiders. Listen to Tom Brady.
Tomorrow, ring, ring, Tom, can you play Sunday? If you kind of knew the offense, could you generate drives?
Yes, I certainly could. But first of all, who retires and then unretires and then is ultimately going to retire? Who does that? Is that even? It's ridiculous. I mean, Philip to do that. But good for him. I'm happy he's doing it. I think the answer for me would be yes. I'm not allowed to anymore because I'm an owner of a minority owner in the Raiders, so I can't unretire. But I'm very excited to watch Philip play.
Oh, okay. Yeah. if Tom Brady were eligible to play, he'd be the best quarterback on the Raiders right now. He would. He would. I know he's doing all that yoga and probably cloned some of his cells like he cloned his dog. I'm pretty sure Tom Brady could play if he needed to. Thank God he's not. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for tuning in. All right. Thank you so much. Matt Chappell coming through to join us to talk about the Colts. Ryan Dunleavy joining us from the New York Post to talk all things NFL. We'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm looking forward to that. Botch, always a great show, man. Thank you.
Oh, I love this. Love the show.
It's fun. It's fun. We got a week left? Just about?
Just about.
You got to enjoy it while it's here. Listen, folks, you can find me online all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. Find me all over the damn place. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Please do yourself a favor. Stay out of trouble. Don't get jabbed in the lung by a doctor with a needle. Stay away from people that you shouldn't be sleeping with. It's been a wild week. Enjoy all of the football. We'll have a report back with you and have another chat on Monday. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't leave. Don't go anywhere. Don't move. Because coming up next is Bart Winkler. Please be safe, be smooth, be cool, be all of the amazing things. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Ryan Botcher.